Excuse me. Hello, this is Glenn Krause with Core CDI with this week's podcast on what I call the mission of CDI. As many of you are aware, I've been advocating for a very varied and expanded viewpoint of I developed this mission statement of CDI that drives my thought processes as I review cases and actually practice CDI, look at a medical records review to determine and report to clients the accuracy, completeness, and effectiveness of documentation. So clinical documentation improvement is defined by the completeness, consistency, organization, and accuracy of the medical record, reflecting the physician's clinical judgment and medical decision-making. CDI supports positive outcomes in patient care, quality, cost, resource consumption, fee for value, patient reimbursement, and revenue cycle processes. And I want to take a minute and just, in a few minutes, I'd like to kind of discuss what is revenue cycle processes. We hear a lot about it, and I'd like to define according to what the HFMA uses as a definition of revenue cycle. CDI will strive to ensure accurate and complete capture of all clinically relevant compliant diagnoses to the extent possible in support of the revenue cycle. So the HFMA, which is a national association representing CFOs, VPs of revenue cycle, patient financial services directors and management, chief medical officers, CEOs, and so forth, defines a revenue cycle as all administrative and clinical functions that contribute to the capture, management, and collection of patient service revenues. In other words, it is a term that includes the entire life of a patient account from creation to payment. So what does that mean from the standpoint of CDI? How do we effect positive change in documentation that best contributes to the revenue cycle and integrity? Well, just take a look at what I've come up with. I want to read just a couple of key words out of my first sentence here. CDI is defined by the completeness, consistency, organization, and the accuracy of the medical record, reflecting the physician's clinical judgment and decision-making. And we support positive outcomes in patient care, quality, cost, resource consumption, and so forth. The fundamental to all of this completeness, consistency, organization, accuracy of the medical record is concise, consistent, complete, contextually correct, telling of the patient's story. Our mission today, primarily in most programs, as it has been for the last 10 years, is to focus on reimbursement through the capture of CCs, NCCs, and principal diagnosis clarifications, and to ensure we have correct reporting of quality measures, i.e. hospital-acquired conditions, core measures, and PSIs. What's missing from the medical record review is the actual ability to review the record and determine if the record has any insufficiencies in telling the patient's story. So aside from actually just capturing compliant, all clinically relevant diagnosis, what we should be thinking about is how to partner with other constituents in the hospital that are using the record in some form of fashion as part of their role in the healthcare delivery model. So if you look at the present model of CDI, we're actually working in silos. We're not working in tandem. And here's my model, here's my vision of CDI to effect positive change as part of this mission statement of CDI. First, we need to recognize the record as what it was intended to be, as a communication tool. If you haven't read the American College of Physicians position statement on electronic health records, I encourage you to do so. It's available on the web. Under, if you enter American College of Physicians position statement on electronic health records, it came out in September 15th of 2015. Please make sure you read it because it's a great resource to refer to in our discussion with physicians. Well, let's get back to how do we affect in the revenue cycle and integrity of the revenue cycle through documentation integrity and really enhancing the value of documentation. Well, to put our mission statement into action, let's, as a profession, recognize, as I mentioned, the record is a communication tool. Let's partner with our case management and UR. And I don't mean just giving the case management and UR the working DRG and length of stay. That's a side or byproduct of our documentation integrity initiatives. Here's a model that I picture. I actually put this into action at a teaching hospital in the Southwest for over a year. Partnering with case management and UR to the extent that we provide education and training to the case management and UR on what is a complete and accurate record. Because it's hard for them to really fulfill their responsibilities and duties to do best for their patient as a patient advocate, helping the physician help the patient by guiding the physician and recommending the level of care inpatient versus observation. And of course, there's a big difference in financial repercussions for the patient if they're inpatient versus observation. Generally, observation could be more cost prohibitive to the patient. And after all, it's all about the patient. So what I recommend is find out what denials we're getting in our case management UR function, or look at the cases that were denied concurrently for level of care versus hospital recommended inpatient through the case management UR, and the insurance company wanted to pay as observation. Sometimes they're right. Insurance companies are right. Sometimes they're correct based on documentation. All goes back to documentation. So working in tandem, each of our departments, case management, UR, must be working together with our CDI as our eyes and ears, working to educate our physicians. CDI has a big, important role, improving the integrity and completeness of documentation. We're not able to do this completely on our own. And if we want to make a positive change in the revenue cycle, as the HFMA is defined, once again, that's all administrative and clinical functions that contribute to the capture, management, and collection of patient service revenue. In other words, it's a term that includes the entire life of a patient account from creation to payment. And I think that last sentence should be our underlying principle and drive for success in fulfilling this mission of CDI, working in tandem, synergistically, collaboratively with the stakeholders of case management and UR, quality, discharge planning, because we all have the same goal of providing quality-focused and reporting quality-focused, patient-centered, fully informed, coordinated care. We can't do that without a complete and accurate record. As I mentioned, looking at denials, we can work together, agreeing with our case manager and UR as to what are the missing pieces that they have challenges with in terms of insufficient documentation, because it's hard to project an acute care patient without that patient story describing, showing, telling, and reflecting the patient picture. Once we're on the same wavelength with case management and UR and our quality and our safety and risk, we're going to be able to fulfill this mission statement of CDI, because every department has a role in helping improve the quality and completeness of documentation. It's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately. What we're going to have to do is educate our C-suite, Chief Medical Officer, particularly our CFOs, as to how we can capitalize upon the opportunity to expand our mission statement of CDI. We have to make a compelling argument and case. I think it's easy to do that based on the amount of denials. Denials are increasing. In some fashion, I firmly believe that CDI is contributing to increasing denials. If you look at your tangentially look at the KPIs of, you know, increasing queries, number of queries left, query agreement rate, CCMC capture rate, case mix index, they're all moving in tandem with the denials. I've observed this phenomenon in many hospitals. It's not anecdotal. I see it quite frequently. Let's take the opportunity to readjust our mission statement to also include driving down unnecessarily costly avoidable medical necessity denials through impacting the quality of documentation through recognizing the record as a communication tool versus a reimbursement tool. The reimbursement always will come with good communication, but I just want to close with a couple of key points. First, we need to recognize the importance of changing our tune as a profession. I'm calling on Actis and HEMA to really take a hard look at what we're promoting in the industry in terms of our goals and objectives, what's the vision of our organizations in terms of CDI, white papers that we're developing. Let's focus on releasing white papers on medical record. How to view medical record, that does, it's really basic information. Let's advance what we're doing. Let's get the word out about what documentation stands for. And we can't do it individually. We have to do this collectively. So I'm calling on the CDI professionals to be disruptors in fulfilling our goals to expand the mission of CDI. Take a moment to review your cases. Work with your case managers and UI, look at your denials, understand why the denials came. Was it based on insufficient documentation, poor documentation, medical necessity, coding, maybe not having the right diagnosis? Perhaps we have situations where we have the record and we ask a query, but the doctor only mentions it once. I've written extensively on this concept of fleeing diagnosis, drop, grab, and run. So take a look at that. Become a change agent for what CDI represents. And as I mentioned, start with the medical necessity denials and clinical validation and downcoding of DRGs based on clinical validation or refuting the diagnosis. And that could be a compelling argument to work with our CDI leadership, moving up the chain to our CFO and CMO and VP of Revenue Cycle to support our champion efforts at moving the needle on CDI. So this concludes my podcast on the mission and value of CDI and what our role is to impact positive change in the revenue cycle through working with our UI case management, quality, safety, legal, risk, to move the needle on improving the communication with the understanding that the record is a communication tool, not only a reimbursement tool. Please take a moment to sign up for our listserv, where I'll be sending out weekly tips for resource tips on documentation integrity that you can use in your practice. And be notified of any podcast. I have many references on my website that I'm continuing to post on a regular basis that you can share with your physicians. And thank you for your continued support.